Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Chris. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I did a survey online, and there was a giveaway, and I put in two of my different cards, and each one is getting declined. So, I mean, I don't know what I need to do because I have enough money on all these cards.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code?
67052.
67052?
Yes.
Okay. May I have your first and last name?
Ginger Jackson.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
It is $2.95 for shipping that I paid, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to see on my end really quickly. Give me a few seconds.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am. So it says here that your order has been declined.
I know, but it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be because I double-checked my account and there's money in there, especially to cover the $2.95. That is all I'm paying, right?
Yes, ma'am. It says the amount here is, it was trying to charge you $59.89. Because when you did the sweepstakes deal for the $2, it enrolled you into one of our meal apps.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't take any money off of it. It had declined.
So I was supposed to pay $59 plus the $2.95?
Yes, ma'am.
So the $54 is for what? You said the enrollment thing?
Yes, ma'am.
What if I don't want that?
It declined, so I can just delete the whole account for you if you would like me to. Just cancel the whole account.
Well, first I was just asking, how can I not pay the $54.59 if I don't want that enrollment?
Give me 1 second.
Can't just take that off?
Yes, ma'am. It's not letting me click on the account at all because the whole account had declined every payment.
So you can't get into the $54.95.
No, ma'am. It's how my system is showing up. It just shows the amount that it's trying to pull. It doesn't show the shipment cost. It just shows the $59.89 that it was trying to pull from your account. But since it hasn't been pulled because of the being declined, it hasn't removed anything from your card at all.
Right. I'm just saying, so I have to take the $54.95 regardless. I can't say no, I don't want it.
Let me see what I can. Give me 1 second.
Thank you. I just want the mixer. Shout out one. I'm telling you just to pay $2.95. let me see, never mind, I'm $54.99. Must have missed that.
Yes, ma'am. So it's not letting me in because the money didn't go through at all. It is possible that you can not have to pay the $59.89. You can just pay for the sweepstakes deal. But as of now, I won't be able to click in and make any changes because everything declined, including the shipping and the sweepstakes cost both all together.
Okay, so if I start over and I don't put in my card information at all, then I can call you and then you can look at it?
Yes, ma'am. When you redo the whole thing, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, can you hold on? Can you hold while I do it?
Yes, ma'am.
It'll go real fast. Okay. Just one moment. Okay, I haven't entered my card information. Ma'am? Ma'am, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. I'm trying to, let me see if I can refresh it for you.
Okay, yeah, I'm to where I haven't put in the card information.
Let's see. Could you repeat your zip code for me?
67052.
67052. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Jackson.
It's still doing the same thing. It's not allowing me to enter the account. It's just letting me view your name, your email, the product that was put in for, the amount that it's trying to take, and the campaignage. It's not letting me click into the account to see because it still says declined.
But you just said you saw my information. That's the account. You're in it. If you saw my address, that's the only thing I put in.
Yes, ma'am. I can't see the address fully. I just can see the zip code. I just see the name, the email address, the product, and the campaign. It's how my system is made on my end. I have to click in the name to be able to view everything inside the file.
Well, I don't know what you mean, because if that's all that I put in, you're right there. I mean, if you're seeing that, that's all it is, the count. They just have me put in my name, address, and zip code, and telephone number.
No, ma'am. I just needed the zip code. On my end, I can only see the date stamped, the order number, your name, your email address, and the product, and the amount that it's trying to pull, and the campaignage name. It just shows the front part of who who it is and what the date it is and the name and the campaign and the email. Once I click on the name, that's when I can view every payment and the address and the zip code and everything like that.
Okay, is there someone you could ask about taking that $54.59 off?
Yes, ma'am. It has been declined. So, and no payment, it says no payment has been pulled.
I know, and I'm not trying to waste your time. But it seems there should be some way that you can take off the $54.95. I mean, if you can't do it, maybe somebody else can.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am. I spoke to my supervisor. She's saying that to try to check your email again, because she's saying that it's nothing pulling up. Everything wasn't pulled. She said everything was declined, like the $59.89 and the other payment. She said it wasn't charged. She was saying, do you have your bank statement with you to check to see who charged you the $2.95?
Nobody charged me $2.95 yet because it was declined. Because you're trying to take the $54.59 that I don't want.
Yes, ma'am. Do you want me to cancel the whole account for you so we won't try to pull your account again?
No, I just want to take off the $54.95.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And you know, then you guys, Walmart. I try to charge you $54.95, but I don't want your $54.95. I want my prize that I want with the sweepstakes.
Yes, ma'am.
Say congratulations, I won. Just pay $2.95 for that. Then you guys go behind that and try to charge me $54.95 for something I don't want, something that I didn't even enroll in, talk about, see about, or anything.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. I just won't be able to. I can't get into the account because it just declined the whole payment. The only thing that I can do is just remove this whole account so it won't try to pull it again because I can't get into the account and click in it to see what all payments were made because the whole thing was declined, the $59.89.
I started over and I didn't put any information in.
Yes, ma'am. I tried to refresh it and put the zip code back in, but it's not allowing me to click into anything on your name at all. It's just showing me the outline of your whole, you know, your name, your date that was stamped and the email and the product and the campaign's name and the amount.
Well, that's pretty much everything. Everything you said, that's all it was. There's nothing else. You're in my account. Ma'am, let me do this. I don't want to waste your time. I'm just trying to get my prize. So if I can talk to a supervisor, because I don't want to frustrate you,
It's okay. Yes, ma'am. I do understand. I just want to let you know that, you know, I will, you know, trying to get into the account because the only way that I can get in is to click on inside your name and so that I can go and pull that $59.89 off of there if it happened in that way. But it seems that it declined on the outside of the, I can't explain how my screen is, but it's just showing the outlook. It's not showing inside of the account because it'll show the, yes, ma'am. So I can get you a supervisor for you if you would like to talk to my supervisor.
You've been real helpful and patient and kind. I bless you for that. And I'm sorry you had to deal. I'm sorry you had to deal with me. Go on and tell your friends. I have to say that was not whatever. But yeah, so you have a nice day, and I'll talk with the supervisor.
All right. Thank you so much, and you're very welcome.
Thank you.